You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3425. We're going to do another mini-series of looks at the short stories telling the story of Return of the Jedi from a certain point of view. And today, shucks, I wish I liked this one better. What are you going to do? Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So this story that we're going to talk about in Return of the Jedi from a certain point of view is one where, you know, it has its moments, but it just unfortunately feels like it's a bit half-baked. It's called 20 and Out, and it follows a Death Star gunner, so that's already kind of interesting. We've seen these guys like leaning away from giant lasers and whatnot. And with a title like 20 and Out, you kind of get the idea of what the premise is that they're going to set up, which it is. It's that this particular Death Star gunner has been in the Imperial Navy for nearly 20 years, and he's about to get out. He's about 1 week away from checking out and getting into the private sector, and he's got an idea how he's going to get rich once he is out of the service. So, you know, the whole thing about, you know, being that close to retirement, to checking out, and we know, of course, what's going to happen. It's one of those, you know, common tropes, like, oh, he was just about to retire, and this is when he's going to die, right? Like, yeah, we've been through that one many, many times before. As far as his idea for how he's going to make a billion credits once he gets out of the service, well, he's been nurturing this secret for many years, it turns out, but now he's at the point where he feels like, yeah, nobody's gonna overtake me on this one anymore, so I can probably tell my closest friends and work compatriots about it. And he says, you know what the 4th biggest cause of death is for Imperial troopers? And everybody's like, Nah, don't know. And it turns out to be safety rails. And so his big idea is he's going to start a business selling safety rails to the Empire, which is immediately laughed into silence. All of his work friends just start dying laughing. And that is pretty much the end of that. Like, yeah, there's no way. He has kind of a solid rationale in that he thinks the war is just about to be over, and that once the Empire gets into a peacetime footing, then they will be interested in doing things like, you know, spending money on safety stuff as opposed to maybe where money would be going while they're busy fighting the rebellion and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of an idea, right? And then, of course, you know, one of his friends who had been laughing at him, thinking he was ridiculous, like there's an incident that happens when the Battle of Endor gets underway where the guy nearly falls off a ledge and he's saved. And it's like, yeah, okay, maybe your safety rail idea isn't a bad one after all. So that gives the Death Star gunner a feeling of vindication and he's excited. And it's like, great, just one more week to go and I'll be out of the service and getting into this new business venture. And that's pretty much where the story ends. So it was interesting in the sense of, you know, it puts me in mind of the argument that happens in Kevin Smith's Clerks about Death Star contractors and how, you know, they know what they're getting into and the morality thereof if you're working on something like that. I mean, you know, it doesn't necessarily apply to somebody who is actually in the Imperial Navy, but similar kind of thing ran through my head, and I thought it was funny that it was the 4th highest cause of death for Imperial troopers. It's to be put down the list. So yeah, it was a fun idea, but it just unfortunately, felt like there wasn't enough to really carry it through. So that was 20 and out for me. That's going to be the first of four stories that we're going to be talking about on this little mini-series run of Looks At From a Certain Point of View, the short story collection celebrating 40 years of Return of the Jedi, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.